Previously on Growing Pains.
Dad, every second we waste this candy on my mouth.
So I thought with all the rain, tonight would be a great night to have the old Pilgrim Halloween.
What did they do?
They told scary stories.
If that's my blind date calling to cancel, tell him I'm not here.
Hello?
Tell him I'm out with somebody incredibly good looking.
That was Eddie on the phone. Mike was supposed to pick him up a half an hour ago and he hasn't shown.
Close the door, Chrissy. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, no. It figures.
Come on. Turn out the light, close the door, and tell some more scary stories.
I'm not finished with my face yet.
Yeah, maybe you'll have it ready for the Olympics in 92.
All right, who wants the next turn? Carol?
Oh, I'm not with you people. I'm just waiting for this stiff.
Looks like I could use some help here, Ben.
Carol, get your butt over here right now and tell a story.
No.
Ben, I'm saying you tell the story.
Okay. Once upon a time on Halloween at this wet t-shirt contest.
Ben, a Halloween story, scary.
Okay, scary. It was Halloween, and I was coming home from school.
Mom, Dad, your favorite son. You know, Ben. Okay, well, I'm gonna be up in my room studying like always.
It was odd. No one to greet me, no one to tussle my hair. And then I heard a noise. A strange noise I had never heard before.
Hold it.
What? What did I do this time?
Ben, I want a scary story. Really scary.
Okay, well, I got you this time.
I like the pizza story, Benjamin.
Thank you, Chrissy. But this one's better. This is the story of why I stopped trick-or-treating. I was like any other kid with this Halloween thing. You know, there were good ones, there were bad ones. I'd been around the block a time or two. I mean, I've been doing this trick-or-treating scam since before sugar was a dirty word. And in all those years of begging, there was one house you never visited. The word was out. Don't go to Boo Viger's house. Not that anybody had ever seen him, but we all heard the stories. If you went there, you didn't come back. I mean, isn't that where the Lubbock family disappeared? All 10 of them wiped out without a trace. I had to find out, even if it was the last thing I ever did. I couldn't make any noise. I could have run. I could have turned weenie. But I decided to face this like a man. It was odd, even with my heart beating like that. A strange calmness took over me. I think it was because of that smell. Where had I smelled that before? It was warm, inviting, with a hint of cheese and just a dash of oregano.
See that smile, light up the night with lean jack-o'-lanterns. Come on, my ghoulish friends. Let the Halloween begin. It's not just imagination. When you hear a ghost whisper right in your ear, creatures of the dark. Here we are, coming to scare you by bringing your nightmares to life.
Carol, do you have anything to contribute?
But I don't want a telling stupid Halloween story.
It's not to be a Halloween story, just a scary story.
Come on, Carol, I have every confidence you can frighten all of us.
Well, there is this dream I've been having. Been having it a lot, actually. I'm in a subway station, and I'm late. Where is everybody? Some sort of Jewish holiday? Gotta take my train. I could jump the turnstile. Huh? But that would be wrong. And I never do anything wrong.
It's the tragedy of what I am.
Attention, please. Stop whining and jump the turnstile. Yeah, I'm talking to you, bookworm.
Can you believe I did that?
It doesn't matter. That train's never coming.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, sorry.
I thought it.
I can hear your thoughts.
And I can hear yours.
I'm just going to ignore her and get on that train and get out of here.
It isn't coming. It's the subway car called success. And it doesn't come to people who just wait for it.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I always wait here. I've been doing it since I was a freshman at Columbia University. My name is Carol Seaver. What's yours?
Oh, you're not Carol Seaver. I'm Carol Seaver. This is so bizarre.
Yes, Carol Seaver is bizarre.
Nobody here has dreams like that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Honey, it's just a dream. It's nothing to worry about or be embarrassed about.
No, that's true. And tomorrow I'm going to give you a couple numbers for some colleagues of mine you can talk with. Okay?
Carol, your date's here.
Yeah.
Oh, great. It's only my stupid brother.
Quiet, Carol. Why, you scared the life out of us. Eddie called. Where have you been?
Something wrong?
Yeah, I'll say.
Mike?
Well, what's wrong?
What happened?
Mike, you look like you've seen a ghost.
Look, I'm not crazy, am I?
What are you talking about?
I mean, I'm not the kind of kid who imagines things, right?
No, honey.
That's what I was afraid of. See, I never really made it to Eddie's tonight. I thought I knew every road in Long Island. I'm gonna be fine. Nothing to be scared of. Mommy! Hey, you okay?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, what happened?
I don't know.
Okay, it's okay. Listen, how many fingers do you see?
Two.
Great. You want to go out sometime?
What?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. My name's Mike Seaver.
Carol. Faraday.
Okay. Oh, man, you are ice cold.
I've been here a while.
Here, take my jacket.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Man, I'm just glad you're okay. Look at this car.
Frank is going to be so mad at me for totaling his car.
Yeah, well, Frankie's just going to be happy that you're alive.
You're funny.
Pardon me?
Oh, Frankie's such a wonderful dancer. Da,
da, da. Yeah, whoa. Are you sure you're okay?
Oh, darling, hold me. Just hold me.
Well, sure, if I got to.
Will you help me?
Well, exactly how big is this Frankie guy?
Take me home.
Sure. Tara, do you have any idea where we are?
Yes.
Well, would you like to share that information?
Why did it have to end this way?
What?
Mike, have you ever held someone in your arms and felt eternal love wash over your soul?
Dozens of times.
You're cute.
Oh, ow! Are you okay?
I'll pull over.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. You know, most of this car is just jagged metal. Here, let me see. Oh, gosh, that is one nasty cut. Look, we're going to have to get this wrapped. Well, if it were bleeding. Kara, why isn't it bleeding?
You must not be very deep.
Are you kidding? This needs stitches. The cut's gone.
I told you.
All right. Let me see the other hand.
Hey, look, it's our favorite place.
Huh?
Don't you remember? We had our first date there.
Kara, look, I've never been to this diner in my entire life. And believe me, if I'd ever gone out with you, I would remember.
Boy, I'd remember.
I'll race it to the door.
Okay, she's crazy.
But she looks good.
What am I talking about? This is what I've been waiting for.
It stopped raining.
There's horses here.
Huh?
Wait a second. I forgot my keys.
Here.
Oh, thank you. I mean, everybody's having a costume party.
Later, Mr. President. I've got a customer.
Don't worry, Abe. Let them find their own booth.
Booth? Booth? Where?
Gotcha!
Let's go to our usual table.
Our usual table?
I hit 60 home runs and an 8 Buick game.
Oh, come on, babe. Yankee Stadium is only 273 down the right field line.
Hey, you know baseball.
Yes, and I also know fat.
Oh, whoa, you're a dead ringer for Marilyn Monroe.
Trick or treat. Mr. President, they're in our table.
Hey, you two. You've been hogging that table for 4 score and 7 years.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
Michael, no, but I was only glad to
And Truman, you ought to see what I can do with red meat.
Promise it, promise it.
Look, Kara, I know I don't need to tell you this because I know you already know, but I've never actually been here with you before.
You're right.
Kara, come on, don't cry. I meant that I haven't been here with you before lots of times. Hey, who's kidding who? I'm a regular. Hey, give me my usual. Hold the sprouts.
No, you're just a sweet, dear boy who found a lonely soul by the side of the road trying to get home.
Look, Kara, why don't you just give me your phone number and I'll call your parents and tell them that you're fine.
It's 555 5406.
Okay, all right, fine. Now you just sit right here and relax, okay? Everything's gonna be just fine.
I know it is, Frankie.
He seems like a nice young man.
Truman, be good.
Go powder my nose. I'm going home, Truman. Home.
Thanks. Excuse me, but, have you seen the girl that I came with?
Yeah. Whoa.
No. What I mean is she disappeared. See, I was on the phone with her mother, who, by the way, burst into tears and hung up on me. Does that say anything to you?
What's a phone?
I'm ready to go.
Whoa! How did you get here?
You drove me.
Look, I was on the phone with your mother, okay? She started crying, and then she told me that I was playing some cruel joke on her. And then she hung up on me. What kind of trouble are you in?
I'll show you the way.
To where?
To where I've been trying to go for 17 years.
Huh?
Ladies and gentlemen. Now, coming up soon for our youngsters out there, our little friend from Italy, Topo Gigio. But first, right here on this stage, Paradise Diner is proud to present Mr. Jimi Hendrix and Liberace. Jimmy Lee, get up. That's your...
Well, Jimmy, it's magic time.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lee.
Let's go.
Hey, it looked like you floated to me.
We're almost there.
I don't see any houses.
Mike, stop the car.
Why?
Because I'm home. I'm finally home.
Kara, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Dance with me, Frankie.
It's Mike, remember?
Please.
Kara, you're losing me here.
For one moment, that's all I ask. I know we promised to love only each other, but I release you from that promise.
Thanks.
I hope you find love. I hope you find happiness.
You know, Kara, I just really hope that you're okay.
I miss you.
What do you mean?
I know you'll find another love.
Look, Kara, look, I've got an idea, okay? What do you say you just get back in the car, I'll drive you home, and everything's gonna be okay? All right, come on. Obviously, you've been through a lot of shock today, and you're a little confused.
Goodbye!
Wait, hey, where you going?
Home!
No, home! Kara, look, there's no houses up there! Come on, there's no houses for miles! Kara! 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 Hey, Kara, this isn't funny! you know, it's just that the one thing that makes no sense whatsoever is how you guys could be so gullible.
What?
None of this happened?
Nope.
Mike, you scared us to death.
And is there a better night for it?
Yeah, we could have made a great pilgrim.
Well, you planned all this. No, I didn't. I just planned to come home and scare Ben. When I knew that he would be here toilet paper in the house.
I've had it. Everybody's accusing me of this, but there's not one scrap of evidence.
How about your 100 pounds of two-ply?
I'll go to my room.
You know, you guys being here only made it better. Thank goodness for this storm.
Yeah.
Hey, the storm, it's over.
So I can go?
Yeah, go on.
Let's go.
Come on, Chrissy, wait for me.
You didn't have me fooled for a second.
Oh, come on, get out. Can you sit there in damp shorts and tell me that?
Well, great, so everybody's happy now except good old Carol.
Yep.
Oh, that better be that clown or else...
Hello.
I'm Carol, Luann's friend. This is my brother, my father. Let's go.
Did I ever tell you about the Halloween night I had when I was about your age?
Yeah, with the yellow eyes.
No, these were orange eyes. But that's getting ahead of the story. No, this was a Halloween night, much like this. I was about your age, and... I don't have any candy. I gotta give them fruit.
Oh, come on, Dad, don't give them fruit.
What else do I have?
Well, you give them some money.
Yeah, or I could give them one of my kidneys.
Hi, I'm Larry Leakey, Luann's friend. I'm here to pick up... Carol Siever.
Your date?
Yes.
Well, then who'd she leave with?
I hope Luann didn't exaggerate too much about me. So, what line of work are you in?
Procurement.
Where are we going?
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Maggie receives a very unwelcome surprise on her 39th birthday. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, Jack's office picnic spells disaster for the Arnolds.
CTS, family-friendly.